welcome to episode 59 of Little Cabin Knits. I'm your host, Emily. I'm a knitter, crafter, mama-to-be in less than 24 hours, counselor slash therapist, and mental health advocate here in the wilds of Alaska. So I invite you to grab a cup of your choice, sit back, and take a little time for yourself as we discuss my impending motherhood and all the things that I've been knitting on while in the hospital. So I recorded a few little snippets of my stress tests, or we call them NSTs, or there's another name as well that they give them, of Jimmy having his heart rate being monitored. And I thought I would just insert those two clips into this episode for you. So we're going to start off with one, and then we'll end the episode with one. So I hope you enjoy.
Jimmy's heartbeat. He's quite the energetic little guy. He's having an acceleration at the moment. So that means that he's taking in more nutrients. Oh, and he just moved.
Well, hi, my friends. How are you doing? I hope you're doing really well. I am doing well-ish, but also very excited and happy. So that really counteracts any physical problems I may be having. Today's episode is going to be very different. I have absolutely no show notes because I have no computer, just my little iPad and my phone. So I decided to forego doing show notes, which means I have no administration, although I will tell you that I am Emily, and you can find me as Anders Mill Knits on Instagram and Ravelry. And if you'd like to private message me anywhere, the best place to do that is on Instagram. If you don't have either of those forums, you can always send me an email at littlecabinknitsak@gmail.com. And I think that's all the administration I can do because, like I said, I don't have my show notes or any way to create them because I am currently in the hospital waiting to be induced for labor tomorrow, which will be the 20th at 4 p.m. So on May 20th at 4 p.m., I will be induced and Jimmy will begin his journey into the world. I am so excited. I have been in the hospital for 7 days now. I was diagnosed last week with preeclampsia and severe, I think that's what they called it, high blood pressure. When I entered the hospital, my initial blood pressure reading was 180 over 92. And so it's been steadily getting better with medication and bed rest. This morning, a few hours ago, they took my blood pressure again. I think, remembering all these numbers is hard. I was at 137 over 72, I think. 137. I think that's right. Maybe. But I know I was in the 130s for the top number, which made me very happy. And so bed rest for me here in the hospital means that I need to stay in bed, the hospital bed that I've been assigned to, except for to use the restroom. And pardon me about the hiccups and everything, my friends. I will tell you about the horrible experience with heartburn in a minute, but it's gotten a lot worse. Anyway, but I'm allowed one 20-minute excursion per day. That's my exercise. However, I am regulated to a wheelchair. And so somebody has to wheel me around, and Technically, I'm not allowed outside of the prenatal ward, but the nurses here are all so very kind. Jeremy comes to see me daily, and twice now he's snuck me out of the prenatal ward and down to the parking garage so that I can see my dog Watson, who has gone blind in the last month. And so it's been very, I don't know if he's having separation anxiety, but I am definitely having separation anxiety from him because I just want to take care of him and make sure that he is just okay, right? All the time. And my poor husband, he, like, if you guys thought that Mr. Radio slash Jeremy was awesome before, he's totally blown any thoughts of that out of the water, and like he's now Superman slash an angel. So he's got superpowers, but he is managing everything at home, managing our chronically ill dog, our blind dog, while working full time, making sure that I have my needs met and coming to see me every day, even if it's only for 20 minutes, because he's got to hurry home and take care of the dog. And he's just, I don't know. I was talking to one of my closest friends earlier today, and actually, maybe just an hour or so ago, and she was saying that she was so happy for me that I had found my home in Jeremy. And I just started crying because she was right. Like, life is hard and full of challenges and traumas and a lot of despair. But within all of that, there are these safe havens, places of peace, that either we create or is given to us as a gift. And Mr. Radio is definitely my safe haven. I never have to worry that he will judge me in any way or that he's ever disappointed in me. I just know that he just accepts me just as I am. So it's really lovely. We've been FaceTiming a lot. Last night we were FaceTiming before I went to sleep. Last night was really difficult. I had felt so good yesterday that I was moving around more than I was technically allowed to, and winding yarn from one of the chairs in my hospital room. But then, after Mr. Radio came to visit me, all of a sudden I started shaking and got really, really cold, and then and feverish, and then it was like I was gonna throw up, and then I developed diarrhea the whole night and everything. And so Mr. Radio and I were video chatting last night while that was going on, because I just needed to see his face, even though I had literally just seen him like 45 minutes before. But that's what happens when when you found your place, when you found your safe haven, right? When you found your home. Like, you just always want to be connected to it. So, and then today, he came for lunch, and today, which is May 19th, the Mexican pizzas came back to Taco Bell, and Mr. Radio brought me not one, but two. And I am so excited because they don't seem to be messing with my blood sugars really at all. In fact, I just actually had to eat a little bit more of the second pizza to try and get my sugars up because they're already going down. So, but yes, it's been an adventure being in the hospital, and it's not always been a very pleasant adventure. I've been making a lot of video updates and putting them on my stories on Instagram and my personal Facebook page, or count, something like that. But I've had things like chronic migraines. I've had a horrible, absolutely horrible experience one night where I just started throwing up all over myself, and then they got me into the shower, and for like the next 45 minutes, I was just throwing up everywhere. And it was just absolutely horrendous. But I'm not sick. I mean, I don't have the flu, and I don't have COVID, I have preeclampsia, and apparently it just, like, all kinds of things can just go wrong. So what happens with preeclampsia normally is through high blood pressure and things, you could have you would be at even higher risk of a stillbirth of the baby passing away, or even you getting a blood clot or having a seizure. Luckily, I haven't had a blood clot or a seizure, and it's probably because they take very good care of me here. And the nurses all laugh and they're like, "Everybody wants to be hanging out in your room, Emily." And I'm like, "That's because I'm awesome." But I've made a lot of really sweet connections with the nursing staff here, and that's really made me feel very blessed because I feel like I'm not just a patient, but I'm cared for and known, and it's very, very good. And the doctors finally started listening to me. I've been telling them my entire pregnancy that I'm taking way too much insulin and we need to cut back on it because I don't have a problem with having high glucose numbers for diabetes, which if you have any knowledge about diabetes, that's one of the scary ones. The opposite is if you have too many lows, as in you're over-medicating yourself or you're not eating enough of the proper things that can regulate your sugars and keep them normal. Well, I have Mr. Radio, and I make sure that I eat pretty darn well and healthy. And yet, I have continued this entire pregnancy to have multiple lows every single day. So I'm always sick and unwell because if you go too low, if your numbers are too low, and then you bring your numbers up, you need to bring your numbers up within 15 minutes to a half an hour to get yourself out of danger. Well, that's a huge shock to your body. And to have to and to go through that multiple times a day for 9 months is just it's breaking down your body. But anyway, well, finally, here being here in the hospital, the doctors are observing because the nurses come in multiple times an hour and check my blood sugars, and they are like, "Oh, you're right, Emily." Well, also, though, I really snapped at one of the doctors the other day, like, seriously. Almost bit her head off, really, about this situation. And so they have more than halved the amount of insulin that I take at this juncture. And even with them halving it, now long acting insulin takes a while to get out of your system. Fast acting insulin will go into effect within an hour or so after taking it, and then and leaves your system that same day. And so I know I'm still having the residue from that huge overdose of insulin that I've been having for the last 9 months. But even with that, and the lower insulin amount that they're giving me, which is quite dramatically a lower amount. And when I say it's half of what they used to give me, it might even be two-thirds less than what they used to give me. But even with that, I still am constantly having to check my insulin and eat something to make sure that I don't crash again. And I'm still crashing. I've crashed last night twice. And so when I say crashed, what I mean is my numbers go down to below 60. And that's dangerous. You could go into a coma if you at that stage, especially if you go below 40. 40 is like you need to get an ambulance to you. And I've never had an ambulance come to the house to get me or gone to the emergency room for low numbers because I know what to do because I'm one of the quote unquote lucky women who was diabetic before I became pregnant. And so I've been managing my sugars for almost a decade now, and so I know what to do. And so I don't panic when I get these low numbers, I get angry and frustrated, but I don't panic. Anyway, so that's the whole thing there. So there's a lot more drama about what has gone on with this poor body of mine since I've been in the hospital. I've been on at least 5 IV drips to rehydrate me. I've been, I have to have constant monitoring of Jimmy's heart rate and if I'm having contractions and things. And so the original order was that I was going to have 3 1-hour sessions of being hooked up to the monitor a day to check his heart rate. And that's fine. Although you can't move during that entire time of that you're hooked up. You literally, even moving your arm could mess up the sensors a little bit. Like, it's kind of ridiculous how sensitive they are, but at the same time, it's good that they're that sensitive. But then when I was really having my really bad spells, I was on the stress monitor for 3 to 4 hours at a time because I was having so many contractions, which I never felt. I never felt a single one. Like, they would come in every time I had a contraction. They're like, "You're having one now." And I'm like, "Okay." I never felt it. But, you know, maybe that's a good sign. Maybe I do have a really high tolerance for pain. So maybe tomorrow things will go well. Oh, and that's the other thing. So, and Jimmy has moved. So he is literally, he's got his head right at the entrance and he is doing a headstand. He's been doing a headstand for the last 7 days. So he is ready to dive out of this body come tomorrow. So I am so excited about that. And hopefully he will remain there. We're going to obviously do another ultrasound tomorrow to make sure that he's still in the correct position for a vaginal birth, you know, because we have been worried this entire pregnancy. He has been, what's it called? Inverted or something. I can't remember what it's called anymore, but his head was underneath my right ribs the entire pregnancy until 7 days ago. And so until that point, we thought I was going to have a C-section. But I'm super excited to be able to give birth, quote-unquote, naturally or vaginally, if you will. So hopefully that will remain true tomorrow. But tomorrow I will be exactly 36 weeks, and he will be welcomed into the world to a very excited mother and father. And I just can't tell you how happy all this makes me. And by the way, I'll just end this section here by saying, you guys are so amazing. Just the messages I've been getting alone of support and love, concern, encouragement, and just like excitement that I get from my knitting community and friends out there. It's just been so amazing, and hearing other people's stories. So many people have been writing me their stories about their experience with either preeclampsia or having to be hospitalized and giving birth. Some people crazy early, like, oh my gosh, total miracle. It's just giving me so much hope and encouragement. And I want to thank you for that. And you don't know just how much all of those messages mean to me. Because oftentimes when I message back, I feel a little awkward and it's hard for me to express what I truly am feeling to you. But I want you to know just how much they mean to me. And then on top of that, since I've been in the hospital, I was just notified by my phone that a third package from another friend arrived today, and it will be waiting for Mr. Radio when he gets home. But Chelsea Scraps sent Jimmy a beautiful sweater, hand-knit sweater out of Barocco DK Superwash, and it looks like a little sailor sweater. And it's perfect because she knitted, I think, it looks to me like it's in a 6 month to 9 month size, and that's perfect because that'll be when he will need a lot more sweaters too, and I'm just so happy about that. And then Boston Jen of the Down Cellar Studio podcast, it looks like it's crocheted. Jimmy a blanket and sent that to us. Mr. Radio didn't bring that one in to show me, but he did take a picture of it for me. And it's not a close enough picture that I can truly see if it's crocheted or just knit on really big needles, but it's so cute. And those two are up on my Instagram as well. I'm just it's and then Maureen oh my gosh, Charming You. I had Chelsea Knit stuck in my head, so I was having a hard time. But a very dear friend of mine who has, if you guys want some amazing, gorgeous, and luscious yarn that is affordable, go to Charming You's website. Oh my goodness. But Maureen's, I got like 2 days before I got admitted into the hospital, I got a package from her with some yarn in it. And there's a video up on Instagram of Mr. Radio and I skeining up that yarn while in the hospital. And he acts as my yarn swift. And then apparently she's sending me also, or she has sent me a baby care package. And I just got notified that that was delivered today as well. And I'm so grateful to all of you. It's just amazing. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. If you guys want to hear about all the other wonderful hand-knit gifts that I've been given from you all, from my friends, watch my last video on Between Knits and Purls on YouTube. Because there was three packages I opened on that day, and boy howdy were they amazing. I can't remember if I cried, but I know I wanted to cry. I was so excited and happy. And then a few ep another ep the episode before that, I had another gift too. Oh, and then another friend, I won't name their names, but another knitting friend said that they were also sending me a hand knit gift for Jimmy. I'm just like, he is decked out to the nines with all these hand knits, and he is well loved and has a huge community of knitting aunties. And for that, I am eternally grateful. So thank you, my dear ones. You mean the world to me and to my little guy who will be entering the world tomorrow. On the couch. Well, my friends, I actually am only actively knitting on one thing at this very moment, and that is my tendrilly or tendrilly. I never still know how to say that. I'm trying to actually find it on my projects page here. Ah, there it is. My tendrilly by Dee O'Keefe that I am working on for my OBGYN. And I am cruising along. My hope is that maybe by the end of today I might have it completely knit up. I'm not sure, but there is that glimmer of hope. And since I am really regulating myself to not, to following all the orders and not getting out of bed and not being overly energetic, just staying in bed and knitting and talking to you guys right now, that I can actually get this off the needles. So, what am I knitting this out of? I am knitting this out of Knit Picks Brava wor in the worsted weight in the Merino colorway. And I so far have used, actually, how many mini skeins have I used so far? Let's see. One, two, three, four, five, and I think I've got two more rows left of the sixth skein here, before I need to break into another one. Now, these are the Brava Minis. They had a huge sale on them a while back, and so I bought a crap ton of them in different bright, beautiful colors that I thought would be lovely to knit things up for Jimmy. Unbeknownst to me, I happened to buy the Marina color. Well, I loved the Marina color. I bought it on purpose. But it also happens to be my OBGYN's favorite color, which is a kind of tealy blue. And she wears it a lot. And I thought to myself, oh, wait. So there are 54 yards. I think that's right. Let me triple check. There are 54 yards per skein. And so I am just about to finish the sixth one. So that means about a little over 300 yards I've knit up so far for this shawl. And I estimate that I will probably be using almost maybe close to 600 by the time I'm done. And I've decided I'm going to knit the medium size for this shawl instead of the large, because it's already so big right now. That I'm thinking the medium will be perfectly adequate size for my OBGYN. But I also really liked this because the Brava, Knit Picks Brava is a 100% acrylic yarn. So my OBGYN, who is not a knitter, can safely put it in the wash and not have to be freaked out that she'll ruin it. So a side note, So I'm also knitting this on US size 7s. There's cables, a lot of cables and lace intertwined in this shawl. And I believe it's meant to look like tendrils or vines and stuff. But I've taken to naming it the Vagina Shawl. And I think I'm going to also rename my project that as well, because the cables look like, okay, if we're being politically correct, they look like labias. And so I've been showing this shawl to all of my nurses that come in, and they all just absolutely love it. They get such a kick out of it because immediately they all see the same thing. And so they're so excited that my doctor is going to have a vagina shawl, which is so apropos. I do want to note that I did not notice that the cables look like that when I chose this pattern to knit up for my OBGYN. So it's just happy circumstances, and I am super pleased with it. The side note that I was going to mention is that yesterday I was winding up yarn in the chair, and one of the OBGYNs from the practice came in to check on me, and she got so excited because she had no idea I was a knitter. And she's a knitter, and she loves to knit socks. She loves the more lacy and cable-y socks, the more intricate socks. She doesn't like, plain, what do we call them? Recipe socks. So that was interesting. But I get it. You know, she's a very intelligent person. She likes to be distracted when she likes the way that the lace socks and the cable socks, they grab hold of her and take all of her attention, and it just helps her relax so much more. So we talked for a good long while about that, about different things, about, you know, knitting toe up versus cuff down. And she recently learned how to do the tubular cast on, so she's kind of becoming converted to the top down socks. And I told her, you know, you're right. I haven't done a tubular cast on for a top down sock. I should do that sometime. So that was really fun. And I showed off. So I kind of lied because I just remembered, because of the side note, that I'm actually knitting a pair of vanilla socks as well. So that's my second on the couch project. Again, using Knit Picks. This is the Knit Picks self-striping in the Game Day colorway. And I need to get up so I can go get my project. So pardon the ambient noise, but I had this in my already picked out and in my pregnancy bag, which last Thursday, when I was admitted to the hospital, for some reason on Wednesday night, I just had this premonition that something was going to happen the next day when I went to the doctors. And so I put, so when, so I put my pregnancy or my delivery bag in the car so I wouldn't forget it. And I was rushing the next morning, and so I didn't actually remember to bring any knitting with me in my actual purse like I normally do. So when I was admitted to the hospital, they wouldn't even let me go out to my car to get my pregnancy bag or my delivery bag. I don't know what they call that. My hospital stay bag? What do you call that? I don't know. So, guys, I was without knitting until Mr. Radio came and saw me after work that night, and it was not pleasant. But I cast on these socks that night, and I have knit the leg. And it's kind of a shorter leg. I don't know how long it is. I'll check right now. But I knit the leg in 2x2 ribbing, and then I did my normal fish lips kiss heel. And I've knit a couple inches on the foot, but that's about it. Yeah, it's only 4.5 inches on the leg. And I'm fine with that. But I wanted to have these reserved for after my delivery because I can knit socks, obviously blindfolded, like the last episode was talking about. And they're very soothing and easy, and I don't have to worry about things with them. And I don't have to worry about trying to read a pattern or anything. So I have these all cast on. Oh, and that's the other reason why Mr. Radio is amazing, because he found me extra yarn. He found me, he unearthed, he learned how to read what size needles I had. And all my needles are just jumbled up into this big, well, not big, but a decorative suitcase that I have underneath our coffee table. And so I had to teach him on FaceTime how to read the needle sizes and stuff, because you'll see in on the shelf I've been very busy since I've been in here, and I needed the supplies to be that busy, so I was reliant on him to get those things for me. But those are the two things that are actively on my needles. But also what I plan on casting on either later tonight or tomorrow morning is my other while I'm healing knit, which I have no idea if I'll be able to do or not, but I don't know how to say this at all. Kuschelig, Kuschelig. Wait, okay, wait, no. Kuschelig by Kristen Kimsey. And this is a long rectangular shawl. That's knit. Oh, technically, it's meant to be knit out of and like an Advent kit, but she actually has designed this shawl to be knit up using. Actually, maybe I should just go to her project page and read to you what she has, because I think that would be more useful to you instead of me trying to explain something that I haven't even cast on yet. Okay. So, kuschelig means cozy or soft and cuddly, which is exactly what this wrap is all about. It's a huge wrap knit entirely in bouncy garter stitch, which will keep you uber warm and kuschelig through the cold season of the year. Using 24 or 25 mini skeins of fingering weight yarn, it is the perfect pattern for your mini skein advent calendar. But she actually has in the pattern. She has the pattern designed for fingering weight, DK, and worsted weight yarn. So it's very versatile. And the way. Oh, four different sizes actually. One size for DK or worsted weight. And then she also has different sizes depending on how much yarn you have. And so the construction of this is you're knitting a garter stitch panel. And then picking up along one side and knitting the next garter stitch panel. This is not making any sense. It looks like a patchwork chevron arrow-esque thing while at the same time being rectangular as the finished size. Oh my gosh, or design. Wow, that was a really horrible description. But, I have never heard of this designer before. Again, her name is Kristen Kimsey, Kimsey. And actually, I think she's out of England, and I would recommend looking at her patterns. She has got some beautiful shawl patterns in here that if I wasn't giving birth tomorrow, I would have chosen, I think, three of hers to use, to knit up right this very moment. Just saying. But I specifically went looking for something to cast on using the yarn that Maureen from Charming You sent me. Now, she sent me two full skeins of a beautiful, two different shades of pink because she knows how much I love pink. And I purchased from her spring mini skein collection, which, oh my gosh, the reality of the colors in her spring mini skein collection, like the pictures just on her website did not do them justice, even though I thought obviously I thought the pictures were gorgeous. That's why I purchased it. But once I got it in hand, I was like, oh my gosh, this is even better. So, I think there's 12 mini skeins total. I've got 87 yards in each, so 20 grams. So I am short on the amount of mini skeins needed for this shawl, but my thought process is either A, I will extend it using the two full skeins that of fingering weight that she sent me. Or I will just knit the pattern until I run out of yarn and then, Kitchener stitch it together or mattress stitch the two ends together. And instead of it being a shawl, I'll make it into a cowl. And I'd be totally fine with that too. But I just really liked this. I was going to cast on the V-back T using this yarn because I thought that would be absolutely gorgeous and I still think it would. But I was reading over the pattern yesterday and I was just like, no, this is not something I can knit while recovering from giving birth. This absolutely not. So, I had to reevaluate. So that's why I went on the hunt for something new. So that will be on my needles by the end of today or tomorrow at tomorrow morning at the latest. And that, my friends, is on the couch. On the shelf. Well, I have quite a lot to report to you all today. Let's first start with going back to what I finished before getting in the hospital. So I did finish Jimmy's Robot, which is the robot knit amigurumi by Amy Gaines. And I knit this out of Lion Brand. I think it's Hometown USA. I didn't have it in front of me when I was making my Ravelry page, my project page for this, and I just couldn't remember. But I knit it in two different shades of blue, a red, and a kind of like a. It's interesting. I might call it a sour apple green, maybe. And is that all the colors? Blue, gray, red. Two different shades of blue. There we go. Now I got it. And I knit this, as I mentioned last time, at the request of Mr. Radio when he saw that this was in my queue to knit up for Jimmy. He immediately was like, yes, please do that. I love it. And I want one for myself so I can have it on my desk. So I didn't mention this with on the couch because I'm not working on it in the hospital right now, but I do have my the Jeremy's or Mr. Radio's robot on the needles back at home, and I have completed the body of it. I just need to knit up the appendages for him for that, and then he will have his robot as well. But I'm in no hurry for that because I thought, as long as I have it done for Father's Day, that would make me happy. But having this ready for little Jim, his done and ready, makes me very happy. It's such an easy knit. Keep in mind that this knit is knit completely flat, every piece. You could easily, at least on the arms and the legs, very easily convert them into the round, but I did not. I just went ahead and did it completely to pattern and knit every piece flat, which then meant that I had a lot of seaming to do, like a lot. Because even though it's kind of a small piece, it's, you know, lots of little pieces go into it. It didn't seem to bother me any. And so I just decided that the second robot I would do, I would knit the same way, flat according to pattern, and then just seam it all up. And so I'm doing it to pattern both. But if you don't like seaming, I wouldn't recommend converting the body of the robot into the round, for various reasons that I probably just won't get into here. But the arms and legs and the antenna, totally go for it. But anyway, that's my recommendation. But he's so cute and cuddly and has the cutest little grin on his face. I gave him red lips as well. So it's called Jimmy's Robot in my Ravelry account, which again is Anders Mill Knits, if you want to see the project. And I have him cuddled up there with Watson. So that's the first thing I finished before I entered the hospital. And the second thing is the other thing that I promised you I would also cast on, which is the Woodland Animal Mobile. No, it's the actual pattern is called Woodland Tales Animal Mobile. It's by Amanda Berry, and it's free on Ravelry, which, by the way, the robot Amigurumi is not free, but I think it's pretty cheap. Now, I did make one modification in my knitting up of this mobile, and that modification is that I didn't knit them up using DK weight yarn. I knitted up using fingering weight. I didn't even double strand my fingering weight. I just knit single strand fingering weight, and I still use the US size 3 needles that the pattern calls for DK weight, and you know, the animals turned out amazing, and the stuffing isn't coming out or anything. So, you can knit this both in fingering weight and in DK weight, and DK would just be a lot more larger of woodland animals. So, the woodland animals that I knit up for this was a fox, a raccoon, and a squirrel. Oh, and a hedgehog. And then I also knit up a mushroom, an acorn, and a series of leaves, as well as I did some crochet I-cord to hang each piece from that I then sewed onto an embroidery hoop. And then I crocheted some more I-cord kind of things to then hang the embroidery hoop from the ceiling. And Mr. Radio has that tacked up and ready to go for when Jimmy gets home next to our bed. And it's just absolutely gorgeous. I love it so much. The reason I knit these in fingering weight was because while I have DK scraps, I didn't have the DK scraps in the colors that I wanted each of these animals to be in. And so I knew, even though the pattern knit the fox in red, I wanted to knit the fox in orange. So, you know, that was one thing. And then, actually, I think that might be the only modification as far as colors that I changed. Well, besides from the leaves I did in different green scrap yarn that I had around, because I didn't want the leaves to be all the same color and all the same one size yarn. So I just did the leaves in just different green scraps that I had. And then I showed it off at the couple's baby shower that we had last Saturday. Wow, it was only last Saturday. No, it wasn't. Sorry, the Saturday before, because I was in the hospital last Saturday. The Saturday before Mother's Day, let's put it that way. So I think that was like the 6th or 7th of May. I had so much fun at that baby shower. I totally was having such a blast that I didn't even take one single picture during the event. I felt afterwards when I realized it, I was like, oh, I can't believe I didn't document this. But some of the other friends that were there, they documented a few pieces here and there, like when I was opening their gifts or Jeremy was opening their gift, they would take pictures of that. So we have some pictures at least. But everybody loved the mobile, and I particularly liked knitting the squirrel, even though the squirrel is technically the most basic of all of the animals that I knit because it's all in one piece. I mean, it's all in one color, and so I didn't have to use intarsia to do the white belly and face and things like that on him. The tail had a brand new technique for me to make the tail all nice and fluffy using the yarn. And if you want to hear more about that, again, go to my last YouTube video on Between Knits and Purls because I try to explain it a lot more in detail and I show off the squirrel really well in that one. And so that was really fun. I just loved knitting these. The raccoon is adorable. The fox is my favorite. Well, no, the squirrel's my favorite, or the mush. I don't know which one's my favorite, but I just absolutely love it. So I highly recommend this pattern. She wrote it, I guess I would say, pretty basic instructions. But again, if you've ever knit a toy before, you should feel confident enough that you'll get this pattern. Because I am not a good toy knitter, and these came out just perfect. Like, these are the best toys I have ever knit. So feel confident that if you've ever knit an amigurumi or a toy in the past, you'll be okay with just her basic instructions. But just also pre, because she doesn't give you hints around knitting intarsia, so you do need to pre-plan. And if you don't know how to pre-plan around knitting intarsia, just look up on YouTube, knitting intarsia instructions or something like that. I don't know. And they should give you some pretty good guidelines to help you, because you will need extra. You'll need to prepare your yarn an extra step before you actually cast on. But this was the first time I'd knit intarsia in probably over 10 years, and while it was just as annoying as I remembered to manage all the different yarn bobbins, I didn't have any problem picking up and knitting away on it. Like, it was just natural for me yet again. So that was really lovely. So that is what I have termed Jimmy's Woodland Animal Mobile. Then, now that I've been in the hospital, I have knit him up three different hats. So I'll quickly go through them. The first hat is the Knotted Newborn Hat by Anne Donovan. And this was a free pattern, I think. Yes, this is a free pattern. And I had Mr. Radio just pick out on his own three scraps of yarn, three, leftover yarns from home. I think he picked out four actually. I didn't knit out of one of them because I just figured three hats was enough for now. Anyway, sorry. And so Mr. Radio picked out my least favorite yarn in both color and hand dyer. The Plucky Knitter, he brought a half skein of of a red colorway, which is called Completely Bonkers, which, by the way, like, normally I can kind of get what indie dyers are going for when they name their colorways. With the Plucky Knitter, I have ne literally never understood why they choose the names they do for their colorways. Literally never understood it. But okay, so yeah, this one's just a semi-solid red, and it's called Completely Bonkers. Anybody want to explain that to me? I would love it. But anyway, I ended up knitting two hats out of this mini skein, I mean this half skein, because I was like, you know what? Why not? And this one, like I said, the pattern is called Knotted Newborn Hat. It's super easy. All the hats that I knit were on fingering weight and US 3 needles, because that's what I wanted to use. That's what seemed good. And so that's what I had Mr. Radio bring me. And there was a lot to choose from on Ravelry. as far as patterns for those parameters. So that made me really happy. The hat is kind of in a triangle. It's got welts at the bottom, instead of ribbing on the rim. And they you knit and purl some welts down there, which I think will be super cute on little Jimmy. And then you end this pattern with knitting a 4-inch, I believe this one was 4-inch I cord on 8 stitches, which I thought was a little much, but I actually really like the result. And you knot it, and so there's a cute little top knot at the top that I think is just gonna be so adorable. So that was the first one. I think this probably used less than 60 yards. So you can easily get this out of a mini skein. I would not be surprised, but I don't have anything to weigh my project on, so I don't know how many yards I used. Then the second hat I cast on, still using the plucky knitter in the completely bonkers semi-solid red colorway, was the Cable Baby hat by Pamela W. Allen. This is another free pattern. This one was super easy. Again, using US size 3 needles. It is a combination of knits, purls, so ribbing, and cables for this one. And I just, again, it's just so cute, so adorable. And I can't wait to put it on his little head. And this one also has a little top knot at the top, knitting an I cord, this time with only 4 stitches on the needles. And so the I cord top knot is a lot smaller than the knotted baby beanie was or is. So, which I think is, I actually kind of like better. But he's just gonna look so scrumptious in these. I just love it so much. And the last hat that I cast on is the only hat that I actually paid for, and I do believe it was really cheap, like maybe $1.50 or something. But it's the Rockabye Baby Hat and Booties by Lisa Craig. And this hat pattern I justified buying because it came as a set, and I really want to knit the booties now, which I'm not going to do right now. I might not never do, but it's there if I want to in the future. But also in the pattern, she gives you 2 ways to knit each the booties and the hat. So she gives you instructions on knitting them on straight needles and on, well, she does it on 4 DPNs, of course. I converted that to magic looping, so in the round, and so whichever you're most comfortable with, she's got instructions on knitting these booties and this hat. And I really liked it. And the hat pattern is a simple one. It's really lost in the yarn that I used, which is Knitted Wit in her Victory Sock in the Denali colorway. Mr. Radio brought me that half skein. Now, I had previously knit some fingerless mitts out of this skein, and I just absolutely love this yarn. I love Knitted Wit. Her yarn is very plump, and it almost feels like it's on the verge of being sport weight, even though it's fingering weight. So it's very plump fingering weight. And I love her National Parks colorways. I want to collect all of the colorways, but I only have the Denali colorway because, of course, where do I live? Alaska. Where is Denali? In Alaska. So there you go. But the pattern is a simple varying eyelet pattern, and so it would best be shown off using a semi-solid of some sort, but I just really wanted to use this variegated yarn for this, and so I did. And I don't care that you probably will never know that there's tiny little eyelets here and there throughout the hat. I just absolutely love it. I accidentally changed the pattern because on the brim, I was knitting it in the round, and the instructions said to knit a garter stitch in the round for, I think it was 9 rows. And silly me, I got about 6 rows in and realized that I never once knit a purl row to transform my in the round knitting into garter stitch. So I just went with it. So this has got now a curled brim. And so what I did was on the 10th row, I just knit one purl round so that it would stop the hat from curling past that round when I put it on Jimmy. So there you go. That's my only alteration on that. And let me see, is that everything that I have on the shelf? I believe so. So there you are, my friends. That is on the shelf. Well, my friends, I think I'm going to stop recording there. I didn't prepare a personal, well, I actually did prepare a personal skill set segment before I got admitted to the hospital. But again, that's on my computer back at home, and so I don't have access to it. I was going to give you the segment on, what it looks like if you were to give advice to somebody. How can you do that skillfully in such a way that you're not overly impacting them to your point of view and things like that? Because I got that request as well. And so that was going to be the one for personal skill set. And then I never did prepare anything for a time for Huga or a quote. So I'm just going to leave it there. But to have us round out the show, I will leave you with another little clip of baby Jimmy's heart rate. And in this segment, in this little clip, I say that you can hear him kicking. But what I realized afterwards was he's not kicking, he had hiccups. So when I tell you that you can hear him kicking, that's actually him having the cutest little hiccups. And it's just so adorable. And you really do want your kiddos to have hiccups while they're in the womb because that helps strengthen the lung muscles. And so Jimmy is super good at having hiccups. It's so cute because I can always tell. Well, to tell you the truth, half the time I think they're kicks, but then it takes me a little bit because then I realize when it goes on for like more than 5 minutes, I realize, oh, those aren't kicks. They're too rhythmic. Those are hiccups. So it takes me a little bit to catch on to the fact that that's what he's having, but I can usually tell the difference between his hiccups and his kicks. But the next time we talk, I'll have little Jimmy in my arms, so he'll be able to say hi to you all and give you as many coos as I can tickle out of him. And maybe Mr. Radio, I'll make that one another special episode where Mr. Radio comes on. Who knows? Maybe we'll even talk about the whole birth process. I don't know, 'cause you guys know me, I'm a complete open book. So why not? I mean, I've told you everything up to this point. Why not tell you about the actual birthing process? Is that TMI? Do you guys want to hear about that? Let me know. You have a few weeks to think about it because I'm going to need a little time to heal and everything. So before I record again. But again, remember, my friends, that first off, I adore you. You are wonderful. You make my life so bright and happy. Even if I've never heard from you or don't know your name, know that I think about you and I'm grateful for you. And second off, remember to knit what you love and love what you knit. Ta-ta for now.
All those sharp little sounds, like it sounds like he's those are all sounds of him kicking pretty much right on the sensor, kind of like what you would would do if you were testing a mic, and you would tap the mic. That's pretty much what he's doing.